All right then, everyone, how are you doing today? It's episode number 43 of the Panenka View podcast. I'm your host Prasad. Here's your host Shlomo Samuel.
Hey everyone.
And who is very much in a mixed mood because he's dissing Mustafi. Everyone is, and everyone kind of gone berserk. But Shlomo, it's a very big episode. It's the end game week, by the way.
Yeah.
And we won't be recording on a Friday this time. So this is going to be quite a big episode. Can you take our listeners to what we are going to do today on episode number 43?
Prasad, what are your Friday plans but first?
7 a.m. show, Avengers Infinity Wars. Avengers Endgame, 7 a.m. show.
Okay, before you predict football, let's just predict who do you think will die in Endgame?
Captain America.
Yeah.
Captain America for you as well. Iron Man.
I feel Iron Man is too a good marketing image to be destroyed with. Maybe I feel a Hulk or something like.
Or maybe a no one. Or spoiler alert.
Okay.
But anyway, they'll tune off from the podcast. Thinking kaha aage and what spoilers are we listening to? We haven't seen any spoilers, trust us. And we are not the kind of the creatures who would want to go on and on about spoilers.
But there was a Hulk type performance from Everton this weekend.
Oh yes. And let's get to football now, where a Man United kind of lost their dignity with Lucas Digne on target. And we tend to get these cheeky terms when we're recording, isn't it? And these are not even scripted. Yeah. So, Shlomo, what exactly happened at Goodison Park, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, is Ole at the wheel? What's going on, man?
Okay. So, to give our listeners a quick briefing on what we'll be talking about in this episode, we'll be reviewing the match day with what happened on the weekend in the Premier League, Serie A, and La Liga, Bundesliga, and Liga in France. And then we'll be giving a quick preview on the midweek games and the games in the weekend. So we'll be talking about that too. But coming to the biggest result from this weekend was that Everton 4-0 win over Manchester United. A brilliant Richarlison opener, then Sigurdsson and Lucas Digne scoring the third goal, and the fourth goal was scored by just to rub it in, and former Arsenal player.
And fourth goal, by the way,
four scored by the fourth most favorite club in England, Arsenal. Theo Walcott finishing it off, and United were in shambles this whole performance. They couldn't really get it going. They didn't have one shot on target. Their only shot, which was not on target, was in the 86th minute. There was that horrible Martial dive also, which we saw. So, Prasad, what went wrong for United?
I mean, everything went wrong. Everything. Right from the lineup to, performance.
How did he go his lineup wrong?
Well, to answer that question before, I mean, let me just clear off one thing. And that thing is that it's going to take a long time before Ole Gunnar Solskjaer can, assert his domination and say that yes, he's done a good job at Manchester United. But to answer your question now and where he got it wrong, I think McTominay should have started. I don't know what Fred's doing in that Manchester United side. Or I think he played midweek or something against Barcelona. But McTominay played there. But I think McTominay should have started. I think he should be keeping his starting 11 consistent. I also felt that instead of Rashford or Martial, I think Alexis Sanchez should have been given a start and Jesse Lingard should have started. Minor injuries, maybe, but I think that would have proved something. Alexis Sanchez is a man who's on a mission and to prove everyone else wrong. So I think that's where I think Ole got it wrong. But the players also had such a shambolic performance. I mean, none of them wanted to play football. It looked like Supra would say an abject performance. And clearly, I saw one of his tweets, and it is right where he said, "I don't know why what Fred is doing in this lineup," and it's correct. I mean, why has he been bought? And I don't know what Matic is still doing in the lineup.
Second goal was clearly ridiculous. He was tracking Sigurdsson, and then suddenly he just let him go. That he saw some random other ball on the pitch and went for that. But he just let him off, and then Sigurdsson scored that 30-yard pile driver, which saw De Gea beaten.
And you know, to be very specific, one of the biggest cons in football is Chelsea getting 40 million for Matic.
Yeah, definitely.
And that is really one of the biggest cons. I mean, he was a very good player, a very prominent figure in the Chelsea 2014-15 winning squad, league winning squad. But he's lost his legs. Now, United fans would argue about that. But the only time Matic would turn prime is when an Arsenal side would allow him to do that.
Yeah.
So 4-0, Sutomo 4-0. Do you think that the criticism on Ole is a bit harsh?
I think it's a bit harsh because the players are not up to the standards which you expect United to be. You have Ashley Young, Smalling, and you have Jones playing a week in and week out for them, which is really, really horrible to see. They are prone to these errors. Young can't even cross a ball into the box, and then he made that first error versus Barcelona, which saw Messi score the first goal. So that's the Pensioners FC, as everyone has been calling them. They are on their last legs. They are finished. They need to move out. United need to invest a lot of money in their defense and even getting a director of football.
Yeah.
Very well said that. But it's been such a weekend where the top two have won. Liverpool 2-0 winners over Cardiff.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep up the race for the league title.
Yeah.
They're 2 points clear of City, who play in the midweek against Manchester United. But it's been such a weekend where none of the four teams wanted to win, isn't it? I mean, obviously, Spurs lost to City 1-0. But in between Arsenal, Chelsea and United, it was like, hey, here's fourth place. No, you have it.
Please take it.
Yeah,
like
take
a very, very courteous Indian guest. Okay, please go ahead. Use the line. Use that. When it was not required, you should look after yourself first. Don't look after others.
So everyone kind of missed out on taking the points advantage taking a leap towards securing Champions League football.
Yeah.
But Mustafi was at the end of some hatred and some abuse and some criticism. And what exactly happened in the Arsenal Palace game, Shlomo? 3-2 win for Palace.
Yeah.
And Wilfred Zaha made to look like a prime Messi or something, or a prime Higuain or a prime Benzema or something. What happened there?
Arsenal lost 3-2 at the Emirates, which has been a fortress over the last couple of months. The first goal was a free kick, was a set piece, and Mustafi wasn't even holding on to Benteke when Benteke is clearly the target man. He hasn't scored one Premier League goal in a year, and his last goal came in April, which 2018, which was a penalty. And this time he scored versus Arsenal, and it was a header. It was like a free header, like a set piece training ground goal, and that was the first half.
And you know, typically Arsenal being the team to make Benteke look like, oh, what a striker he is, isn't it? And he hasn't scored in a year, and then comes the Arsenal game. And by the way, Arsenal had 10 league wins in a row, and they had never made it 11 in their history. So it was kind of a landmark game, which we tend to fuck up. But let's talk about the Mustafi fuck-ups now.
Yeah, so you had the second goal was just a ball put from top, and then Zaha kind of just shrugged off Mustafi, and he did his trademark
or Mustafi just let him go.
Yeah.
And then blamed Leno.
Yeah, he put his trademark pose with his hands up like that, like with both his hands in like a god type figure, that I am not wrong and you all are wrong. It was ridiculous. Prasad, before we started recording this, you said this reminded you of a goal from last year, right? Which was it?
Oh, yeah. The Carabao Cup final, where Aguero kind of shoved him a little and there was no foul given, and this guy just stands there with his hands up, looking at the referee, looking at the linesman, ki baba foul de do, de do. Aguero's through on goal, he scores it, he chips it over the keeper. 1-0 City. City are in the lead, and that's how he's cost Arsenal games. I mean, if you look at the Palace away game as well, that guy kind of lunged in and gave
The
away the
penalty,
penalty. Yeah, and
yeah.
that was so stupid. So he's 35 million. When he was bought, everyone was very happy. Let's bring in the madness. Well, he's brought in nightmares. And to be very honest, I've seen shit defenders play for Arsenal.
School, so
But
yeah.
before you say anything, I've seen shit defenders play for Arsenal, but I haven't seen people who don't accept their mistakes
Yeah.
and blame others. This guy blames others. This guy doesn't accept his mistakes. And that's the biggest problem in with Mustafi.
Yeah, Prasad, a quick take on you. If you were to rate three Arsenal defenders, you have the choice 3-1. So you have Silvestre, Squillaci, and Mustafi. How? What would be your positions?
Well, Squillaci also put in a shift. Silvestre scored against
Course.
Spurs. So definitely the worst defender, I think you are looking at it. Squadron Mustafi. Well, not getting ahead of myself, I think he's put in a few decent performances.
Yeah,
But then the
but he's
performances,
cost the team a lot.
yeah, he's cost the team a lot. And the way he's fucked up and he doesn't want to accept it is the biggest downside that I've seen in him. I mean, even Silvestre and Squillaci knew that they're fucked. And
Yeah.
they used to just be in the moment and say, okay, it's I fucked up. But this guy blames everyone, and he's blaming Leno. He's blaming a keeper who's kept us in the top four, by the way,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
who's got us so many points from winning positions and who saved our asses this
Yeah,
season.
yeah.
But Shlomo, then there's another game at Stamford Bridge where Chelsea didn't want to win
Yeah.
and kind of went down to Burnley, but then scored two and then were held to a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, Ashley Barnes.
Also, sadly, Hudson-Odoi rupturing his Achilles, and he is going to miss this season. And I hope he comes back stronger next season. But you can say, where does this take the top four race now? I mean, who do you see is in the pole position? I think Spurs and Arsenal are very much there in it to finish in the top four, isn't it?
Yeah, but Arsenal also have a few other fixtures. They play Wolves this week and then they go to Leicester. So
Oh yeah, so they play in the midweek.
if they win those two games, Arsenal will definitely clinch the top four spot. Spurs also will look to clinch the top four spot, but they will also be trying to focus their heads in the Champions League because they played the semi-finals
Ho
against Ajax, and where they are considered favorites because they have the experience and the squad.
ho. Experience?
Yeah,
Okay.
but they have a much elder squad in terms of goals and all that.
I thought you were being sarcastic, but
Yeah,
anyway, you're not being. And
yeah.
kind of, yeah. But the Premier League's been good. I mean, it's been passing the parcel
Yeah,
in the weekend.
yeah,
Fourth spot, lay low, lay low, lay low.
yeah. That that
Champions
was
League
that.
spot, lay low, yeah.
Yeah.
And
So, but there was also the City result where they beat Spurs 1-0, and surprisingly, it was a Phil Foden goal. This shows Guardiola's trust and how much of his of a squad depth he has. He
absolutely.
started with Phil Foden, and he was immediately rewarded. He got that goal in the 5th minute, and this was his very first Premier League goal in a crunch game versus Spurs.
Yeah,
Spurs.
and to sum up the Premier League weekend, I mean, it clearly shows the gulf between the top two and the other four. I
The
mean, the
chasing
top two,
pack,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, even Liverpool, I'm kind of questionable as to how their B team pans out. But the squad depth, I mean, even Liverpool played against Barcelona. Even Liverpool played in the midweek.
Yeah.
But the only two teams to have won their Premier League fixtures are City and Spurs,
Yeah.
City and Liverpool,
Yeah.
and the other four kind of lost,
Yeah.
and it's all to
So,
play for now.
yeah. So, Liverpool go on top, and then you have City back. So
Yeah,
it's
2 points. So Liverpool are 2 points.
88,
Yeah.
88 for Liverpool, 86 for City. Then you have Spurs on 67. Then you have City on 60. Sorry, Chelsea on 67. And then you have Arsenal in 5th on 66, and United in sixth on 64. So that's still, there's still three games remaining in the Premier League season. So it should turn out to be very, very interesting on who
Absolutely.
clinches the top four, the three and four in the Premier League, because Spurs also might just have been slipping up in the recent past.
And clinching reminds me, Shlomo, clinching reminds me that two of the top five European leagues have been decided. I mean, Juventus finally winning the eight consecutive Scudetto, and PSG, courtesy of Lille dropping points at Toulouse, have finally won the Ligue 1. So Juventus winning the Scudetto, eight
They
consecutive
are the
Scudetto.
34th overall.
Oh my God. And what other result happened in the Serie A, and what was the result to look out to for?
Juve winning 2-1 versus Fiorentina, Parma and AC Milan playing out a 1-1 draw, a magnificent Alves free kick which saw Parma level the scores.
So they basically Milan dropping points and
Yes.
missing out on the opportunity to close in on Inter.
Yes. Inter played out a 1-1 draw against Roma. So Inter are currently third in the table with 56 points, and then sorry, with 61 points, and then you have AC Milan in fourth with 56 points. But the result of this Serie A game week was Atlanta winning 2-1 away to N
Napoli,
Napoli.
yeah, in Naples.
Napoli taking the lead, but that there was two brilliant counter-attacking goals by Atlanta. They had a There was that Zapata equalizer. So Atlanta currently a level on points with AC Milan. Prasad, who do you want to see in the Champions League?
Well, I think Milan fans are clearly at the edge of their seats right now, and that draw against Parma kind of is a missed opportunity to close in on third and to secure fourth. But Atlanta are playing football out of this world, and they clearly deserve that fourth spot. And I think they have the tough fixtures still. They still have the champions to come, so it's all to play for. And I am very happy with the competitive nature of Serie A this season, because the fourth spot is going to be up for grabs now. You have Milan, Atlanta, you have Roma,
Roma.
Lazio, all going for it. And I think Milan and Atlanta, it'll all come down to the Atlanta Juve game, which they have to play, because Milan kind of lost to Juve. So I think it will be the Atlanta Juve game. Roma and Milan will be praying that Atlanta drops some points, but Atlanta, knowing that they have a chance to create history, will be up for it. So we are in for a we are very good five fixtures more, 5 match days in the Serie A. And Barcelona are kind of very close to the title, aren't they? So what
So,
happened there in the La Liga?
Barcelona just requires 6 points from their next five
Yeah,
games
mathematically 6 points. I mean, if
from five
Atleti,
games.
yeah, if Atleti drop any further points, then Barcelona will be champions.
Barcelona won 2-1 versus Real Sociedad. Both their defenders scoring, Lenglet and Jordi Alba, a brilliant Jordi Alba winner there. You had Karim Benzema scoring a hat trick versus Athletic Bilbao. Madrid winning 3-0 at home. You have a surprise team in the fourth spot in the La Liga. You
And who
have,
beat Sevilla, by the way? Yeah, and who are they?
they are Getafe.
Who
They
are they? Getafe.
Getafe,
Yeah,
yeah.
have you guys heard of Getafe? Oh, I'm sure you haven't, but we'll be making sure that we review their season.
Yeah.
But the current story from the weekend is that they win 3-0 against fifth place Sevilla.
Sevilla. So,
So they are in the fourth spot, and
and they also will, and the interesting matchup will be because they play Real Madrid in the week, in the midweek, and they play them on the 26th of April at 1 a.m. in the morning,
so which is that they will be looking
IST.
to beat them, isn't it? And Real
Get that
Madrid,
first spot,
yeah,
the fourth
Real
spot.
Madrid kind of have the third place fixed. I mean, we are talking about the most sorted third place in
10
Europe.
points gap.
Only 10 points. So, Shlomo, quite a weekend this, and let's not miss out on the German Bundesliga,
Yeah.
where Bayern maintained their top position at the top, 1-0 win over Werder Bremen.
A Nicolas Sule goal in the 75th minute,
Yeah, scrappy win, but anyway,
but
a
they got
win
the
is a win,
result.
yeah.
Bayern now go on to 70 points, and you had Dortmund thrashing Freiburg, and Dortmund were traveling to Freiburg. Dortmund won 4-0, and you had Marco Reus reach 10 assists for this season, the very first he has done in the Bundesliga.
And Jadon Sancho,
Yeah.
very good as usual, because he's the one that's been driving this team
Yeah.
ahead. He's been a found of the Bundesliga this season. Find the find of the
Yeah.
Bundesliga. Yeah.
And you had BVB now move on to 69 points. You had RB Leipzig beating Monchengladbach 2-1, and then
Yeah.
you have Frankfurt, Eintracht Frankfurt, and Wolfsburg playing out a 1-1 draw. Frankfurt are still in fourth place, and they should get a Champions League spot. They
Absolutely.
play the Europa League semi-finals against Chelsea, so that should be an interesting matchup there. Prasad, how do you is the title race over?
Which in the
Yes,
Bundesliga,
yes.
where I don't think so. It goes up until the last day. I hope so, and I hope both the teams are fighting for it till the last game week.
Yeah.
Because we, as a purist, you know, we've been supporting Dortmund this season. We
Yeah.
want a new winner. But hey, in the end, the one that deserves the more is going to win the league. But I hope Dortmund go on till the end of the season. They face Schalke this
Yeah.
weekend, which is going to be a big test. I mean, there's DFB Pokal in the midweek, but Dortmund aren't in that. Bayern are in that. So it'll be a good rest for Dortmund, who have to entertain Schalke. And you know, to be very honest, Bayern are up against Nuremberg away. So they have that in mind that they cannot lose, afford to drop points, you know, isn't it? We have been speaking about the advantage going. So that's from the review part, Slow-mo.
Yeah.
And it's a long one, but let's get on to the previews of some of the games in the midweek. I mean, it's a double header for the Premier League teams, Arsenal, Chelsea, Arsenal, Spurs, United,
Yeah.
City. And the biggest game in the midweek is,
The Manchester Derby.
without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, the game that
Oh.
will decide, will also decide where the title pips.
Yeah.
Slow-mo, biggest game for Man City this season.
Definitely because yeah because they will be also be because they are they crashed out of the Champions League. They will look to because the league race is technically theirs to lose. They have this game in hand. If they win this game, they should go on to beat Liverpool to the title race.
Yeah,
Prasad,
and
how
by one point, isn't it? Yeah.
Prasad, how does a United fan feel at this moment?
If I'm a fan, I want my team to win, and especially when that shambolic 4-0 week result in the weekend, I just want them to turn the tide around. Now, this is not me, but I'm saying this from the perspective of a United fan. Also, I know there's been this dilemma on Twitter where people are saying that, you know, if you win the Manchester Derby, you're handing Liverpool the title, your fiercest rivals, and if you lose, then you're handing your city neighbor, city rivals,
Yeah.
the title. Well, a fan wants his team to go out there and win, but you know, I know why this dilemma has popped up, and it's because of the social media, and it's about the fans bantering, isn't it? People fear that if Liverpool win the title, we will never hear the end of it. But hey, ask yourselves as fans if your team won anything. I mean, I still go on and on about us beating Barcelona 2-1 at Emirates. I mean, a Spurs fan would still go on about beating Man City, not beating them on away goals. Beating Arsenal
Yeah.
to the fourth spot last in the previous two seasons. So, as a fan of United, if I was a fan of United, I would want us to turn the result from the weekend, turn around, and make sure that we win the Manchester Derby.
Yeah. That's the Manchester Derby. Prasad, there's also Arsenal will be traveling to Wolves in the Premier League. How does Arsenal line up for this tie with Socrates coming back?
Oh yeah, and what a line you ended with, isn't it? Socrates coming back, breather. I mean, if Socrates is
Like a call for
back,
prayer.
yeah, So Socrates is back. Socrates, Koscielny, Monreal for me as the back three, with Leno in goal.
And
Kolasinac and Maitland-Niles as wing backs.
Yeah.
And if I hope Xhaka is fit, Xhaka Torreira in the midfield with, I think, if one of Mkhitaryan or Ozil in the number 10 spot, and then Aubameyang and Lacazette as the strikers.
Yeah.
Because I think the Europa League fixture is next week. So we have kind of a day, and I know Unai will rotate. So I think he'll bench one of Aubameyang or Lacazette, hopefully.
Yeah.
Then Iwobi gets a start, according to me.
Yeah.
But this I have a gut feeling that since we've dropped points to Palace, I think we will turn it around at Wolves. And Wolves have been struggling with form in the past few weeks. So that's that. Also, Spurs face Brighton at home. That'll be a fixture that they would be looking to win. And we also have Watford versus Southampton in the midweek, where Watford will be looking to put pressure on Everton for the seventh spot. So, Shlomo, we also have some La Liga fixtures in the midweek. Yeah. And I think Atletico versus Valencia is the big one there. Yeah. Can you take our listeners to the four fixtures that are there in the La Liga, the big four?
Yeah. So, Atleti play Valencia in the La Liga. And then you have Alaves taking on Barcelona in the La Liga. So Alaves versus Barcelona is at 1 a.m. on the 24th of April. Then you have Atleti versus Valencia at 11 p.m. on the 24th of April. Valencia are currently fifth in the La Liga table. They have 52 points, and they would want to get Champions League qualification this season. The third interesting game would be the fourth place versus third place. Getafe, a surprise package of Getafe taking on Madrid, Real Madrid, and they'll be playing on the 26th of April at 1 a.m. So Valencia will be looking to Real Madrid for a favor for Madrid to go on and win this. And if Valencia win that game versus Atletico Madrid, they go 1 point above Getafe. And then the last game is Sevilla versus Rayo Vallecano. That's on the 25th of April at 11 p.m.
So, and also, you know, Sevilla are tied on points with Valencia and are 2 points behind Getafe, so that fourth spot is in scrambles. I mean, everything is up for it. You know, the three teams, Getafe, Valencia, Sevilla, are up for it. Also, Real Madrid face Getafe, as you said.
Yeah.
So that'll be like a game to look out to, third versus fourth.
Yeah.
And Getafe would want at least a point from that.
Yeah, so that's it from the La Liga. On the weekend, you have the big game. You have United versus Chelsea, with Chelsea going to Old Trafford. Prasad, your thoughts on the game?
Absolutely big, considering the fact that top four is at stake for both the clubs. They've missed out on a lot of opportunities to capitalize in the midweek and the last weekend and the last few weeks. And if I am a neutral fan or a fan of Arsenal or Spurs, I would be licking my chops and saying, yes, this is the place where one of these teams is going to drop points, or maybe both of them are going to drop points. So it's a big game, considering the fact that top four is at stake. None of them can afford to lose it. And United, mind you, play a midweek derby against Man City, which is going to be an exhausting one.
Yeah.
Because we know how City come out of the blocks and have absolutely destroyed United in the past few derbies, except for that last year, yeah, where United came back. That was a different thing, where City kind of left, you know, put their foot off the pedals.
But they got the title at the end.
Yeah, they got the title at the end. But anyway, United will be the team that's knackered, but they will want a response. Ole will want a response from the squad.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you diss Paul Pogba, Paul Pogba is the reason why United have been so good in attack.
Yeah.
And he's been the one who's been making all the plays for them. So, United versus Chelsea, Shlomo, is going to be a really, really tough one. If my gut says that it's going to be a shithousery, a 2-2 draw.
Yeah.
But a 2-2-3-3 draw for me from this game.
Yeah, because that would benefit a side like Arsenal, because Arsenal traveled to Leicester away in the Premier League that very weekend,
and a very big game, and again considering our away form, which has been good in the past two games, where we beat Watford.
Fingers
and then
crossed,
and then we went to Naples and we got that result. We got 2-1 nils in the last few games. Now we go to Wolves, which hasn't been a hunting, happy hunting place for the top
of
six.
The top six.
I think except Tottenham, who just edged Wolves,
yeah.
The others have lost or drawn.
City
there.
Also has drawn
yeah,
there,
and
yeah.
Yeah, City's drawn. Liverpool have won. But, you know, Wolves have been very good against the top six sides.
Yeah.
So the other games to look out to for from the weekend are Inter Juventus,
yeah.
BVB Schalke. And since we're talking about BVB, let's go on to Nuremberg versus Bayern. That's the Bundesliga title race that's brewing up.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Italian Serie A, where you have Frosinone Napoli, you have Roma Cagliari, Torino Milan, and Atlanta Udinese. Mind you, Roma, Milan, and Atlanta are fighting for that fourth spot.
Yeah.
Inter are 5 points clear of that fourth spot, and I think they have the third secured,
yeah,
by some distance, seeing the fact, the results. But the EPL fixtures, let's not forget, Liverpool play on a Friday night. Liverpool play on a Friday night. That is Saturday morning, 12:30 IST, that is Indian time. And mind you, Shlomo, I have been saying this every time. I mean, Liverpool play first, so they have that edge, you know, over their opponent.
Pressure, yeah.
Yeah, so that puts pressure on City to now win the game. And
yeah,
that's going to play a crucial factor. And we, as
because City will be playing Burnley away on the weekend, and Burnley away is also a tough fixture. But
absolutely,
City have been getting the away results in the Premier League.
And what a weekend, and what a Friday, and what a weekend it's going to,
yeah,
be, isn't it? Avengers Endgame,
yeah,
and then you've got all these fixtures coming up in the midweek, and you've got all these fixtures coming up in the weekend.
Yeah.
By the time we record the next episode, we,
yeah,
might have a clear title picture, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. And 35 game weeks will be up in the midweek. Game week 36 will be done by the last
weekend, yeah.
Yeah, by the weekend, which means that we'll be left with only two game weeks.
Yeah.
And we are, as I love to say, the business end is here. We are in the end game.
Game, yeah.
And we are not recording on a Friday, mind you, because we are busy with the first day, first show of Avengers, and then we are going to hang out somewhere, or maybe we can spoil it for the others.
No. Definitely not happening.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's been a very long episode, and it's been a very good episode, Shlomo. And we have done with 43. Do you think we'll reach 50 this season end?
Yeah, because you have the Champions League and the Europa League semi-finals coming up, and then you also have the title races brewing up, which is still not decided, and maybe we also will be doing season reviews.
Absolutely.
Of each of the major clubs in Europe this season, so that also,
perfect,
we should be able to hit the half century mark.
Absolutely, and we'll be doing that, Shlomo, because to keep our listeners enthralled and, you know, busy, engaged.
Yeah.
And we'll also be doing the preseason, the transfers and everything. But hey, let's get to the end now. And we'd like to thank everyone who's been listening to this podcast and making it what it is today. I mean, 43 episodes down the line, the consistency that you all have appreciated, we thank you for that. We are on 11 audio platforms, including Google and Apple Podcast. We thank Anchor for distributing our podcast so well. We are also on the app called Hubhopper, which is soon going to be India's number one podcasting platform. Also, follow us on Twitter and follow us on Instagram. Make sure to tune in to the next episode of the Pan & Kavyu. Here's your host, Prasad, signing out with co-host Shlomo.
Bye-bye.